Good morning, 90-333-105. I want to speak to Shari Butcher, who's on the line. Shari, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Shari, I'm better than I would presume you are this morning, having been in Barcelona yesterday, having been aware of what was going on around you. And you're still there. How long more do you have to stay there?
Our flight, Frank, tonight is about 7:30 from Girona Airport. So we'll be checking at the hotel today, and then just trying to make our way to Girona Airport, you know, today at some stage.
And what's the atmosphere there this morning?
It's just very somber. People are just still mulling about. I haven't actually left the hotel yet, Frank. I'm still here in the hotel room. Still very nervous. The driver hasn't been apprehended yet. It's absolutely horrendous event. It was awful. Really terrible.
During the course of yesterday, what did you see?
We walked up Las Ramblas and just walked, you know, and we were going to stop at a wee bar in Las Ramblas, and then Danny said, no, we'll just continue walking on up. That's as simple as it was, or we would have been in the middle of it. So we walked up and just crossed the road where that van entered Las Ramblas. We crossed there minutes before, and we sat down just at another table just across from the light where that van went flying in through. And basically, Frank, we were looking a different way, but we just heard a loud bang. And it wasn't a bang. It wasn't a bang. It wasn't a bomb. It wasn't loud enough. It wasn't a gunshot, but it was just a really loud bang. And Dan thought it was a car accident. But then immediately people started screaming and running towards us. And we could just see the police, the frantic whistle blowing. The police were there. Police were all over the sea this week. We were here from Monday. Big, big police presence all week here in Barcelona. And me and Danny actually said, you know, this can't all be for the pickpockets. You know, we've heard that, you know, the minute you mentioned we're going to Barcelona, I'll watch the pickpockets. And all I was really, you know, thinking about when you're crossing that street there was your handbag and make sure you've all your belongings. And we actually said, you know, why is there so many police, the armed police, on the streets with machine guns this week up and down Las Ramblas? And we sort of says, God, you know, is there a, you know, why is all the security here? Do they know something? No, we actually discussed this week.
So you'd actually mentioned that. You a sense of security was incredibly obvious.
Yes, incredibly obvious, the amount of police on the streets, armed police, machine guns. Like, we took a few random photographs. There's a photograph, a selfie I took on Las Ramblas yesterday, and before it happened. And in the background, I just was looking through the photographs again, and you could see the two armed policemen right behind me, you know, one with a large machine gun. I didn't even notice them there at the time. But when you look at the photograph, the selfie, you see the two armed policemen right behind us, you know, on Las Ramblas yesterday.
Well, I suppose the major tourist areas and towns and cities across Europe at the moment have an increased police presence. Of course, the question will be asked, had the authorities some knowledge, possibly, of a looming attack?
Yes.
And was that why there was a significant presence of security forces? All of that will be part of the investigation, Shari. Mm-hmm. Then whenever it happened, were you aware of the casualties around you?
No, because Danny was able to look across and saw people lying just at the very top. That we were at the very top where the van hit the curb. That's what the loud bang was. The van was going at speed and mounted a curb, and that was the bang. And then the people that were there was a crossing right there, Frank. You know, there would have been people standing there waiting to cross the street. So they were obviously hit. And then Danny saw police rushing to them. The police came across the street to where we were sitting and took umbrellas over to cover the casualties. But at this stage, we didn't know what it was. We didn't know, but we just saw people running up Las Ramblas screaming and running towards us. I got up and ran towards our hotel, is the Catalonia, which is right on the square, the main square, and literally a minute from where we were sitting, and I just ran. And then Danny shouted to me, don't be panicking, don't panic. There's, you know, it's just, you know, he didn't see what it was. I didn't see what it was. So I sort of turned and walked to try and go back to him to go over. And then everybody started screaming and running again. And I just ran. I visualized, because there was no gunfire, I didn't hear any gunfire. I thought, I just visualized the men with knives and swords. So I just ran and I fell. I tripped and fell. But I got up and ran on, and the sandal broke, and, you know, it fell off.
It's a shocking, shocking experience. Okay. And you are but an eyewitness to it. And for you, it's a shocking experience. And the shock, I'm sure, will stay with you. For people who are absolutely caught up in it, I don't know how on earth they cope. And those who are injured, and of course those who are bereaved, our thoughts are so much with them. And then overnight, another attack. Were you aware of that other attack? Is that obviously being talked about quite evidently in the news there?
Just this morning, Frank, we saw it on the news, but last night, the staff were, you know, they were just sort of trying to continue on last night, you know, and that, and we didn't know about the other attack at all until this morning on the news, and the staff just seemed to be getting on with things here, but I just want to get home. I just want to get home. So as soon as we get packed up here, we'll leave, and we're going to walk down, you know, walk out of here and try and get. I don't know what's happening, whether the trains or. I know they closed the metro and the buses and that last night. The cordon was right outside our hotel, right along that main square. There was a helicopter in the sky to, I don't know what time last night, right above this hotel, and just police everywhere. And I just looked out the front door of the hotel, and the police just get in, everybody get inside, because they're obviously still looking for the driver.
Our thoughts are very much with you, Shari, and with everyone else who were either witnesses to it or caught up in it. And safe home. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank. Thank you.
That's Shari Butcher. She's from Limavady, witness to what happened in Barcelona yesterday. Phil is on this line. Good morning, Phil.
How are you?
Yes, good morning,
Frank,
Phil.
Frank, I just want to make a comment. I'm just upset with what happened last night there in Barcelona, you know. Sort of angry about it, trying to work out why they did it, you know. And I hope to get the fellow who done it.
Yes, Phil, I think the world would be echoing that sentiment. Shocking and harrowing pictures yet again. Would this put you off considering a holiday? Is there anywhere that's safe to go now?
No.
Or will it pass from our memory and we'll go about as normal?
Frank, it wouldn't stop me going anywhere, so wouldn't I? That's what they want at the end of the day. It wouldn't stop me.
But we never know where the next place will be that will be attacked.
Could be anywhere, Frank. You know, it could be anywhere. How are you meant to isolate one person doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people say it's the immigrants. I'm not too sure, Frank. I'm just a wee bit upset and angry about it. I hope they get the fella, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, Phil. I can understand what you're saying. Wherever the attackers came from, homegrown, from overseas, from wherever, they are people who hate humanity, and I think everyone will agree with you. Let's hope they find everyone who was involved in the two attacks. It's coming up on 25